I want to make you an indecent proposal. So let's go back to the 90s. I am your crying game host, Darian. After this, let's go back to April 15th, 1993.
Many of your customers come in once and then never again. That's why we built Lockbox. Our software platform sends newsletters, coupons, and buy now offers to bring your customers back in the door over and over. Call us today at 888-984-7545 to learn how and mention Lockbox Lift to claim 10% off your first year of service. Again, that's 888-984-7545 or visit us at www.lockbox.com. That's LOCBOX.com.
This is the sound of salmonella gyrating on your undercooked chicken. And it looks like Mom might be taking it out a little early. Don't let salmonella get funky with your chicken. On average, 1 in 6 Americans will get a foodborne illness this year. So use a thermometer to cook each type of meat to the right temperature. Keep your family safe at foodsafety.gov. Brought to you by the USDA, HHS, and the Ad Council.
It was Thursday, April 15th, 1993, the day many Americans fear. Tax day has arrived. Millions of Americans scramble to that post office, with the price of a postage stamp only being 29 cents, and a gallon of gas being $1.17 a gallon. They jammed up our side streets around every post office in every zip code, trying to get their tax statements in by midnight. Canadian rapper Snow had lots of income tax due from his hit Informer, which was at the top of the charts for 7 straight weeks. Reba McEntire and Vince Gill had a number one country hit with The Heart Won't Lie. At the top of the box office, Universal's comedy Cop and a Half. And trying to take them down, 20th Century Fox's new comedy, The Sandlot. That's it for me, 90s friends. If you'll excuse me, I'd better get my taxes in before I take the place of Wesley Snipes. Catch me tomorrow on another 90s flashback.